This is for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And this is For The Players, the pop culturist PlayStation podcast with a special episode for you. We have to ask the question. Josh, what have you been playing?
Thanks to Sony Australia, we got our hands on a review code for Horizon Zero Dawn, The Frozen Wilds.
Woo! Woo!
Got the code nice and early, got it last week.
Yep.
Plenty of time to get through it and get through it, I did.
Now we made the decision as well because like I'm just yet to finish the base game. I was like, here you go.
Yeah.
And you're like, yep.
About time I got something.
So, oh, fuck you.
So yeah, I spent 5 hours Thursday night and nearly all of Friday just powering through it because I knew we wanted to record this today to have something up for Tuesday, which is today. And I did it. I fucking did it.
You did really good.
I fucking powered through that game. So, all right. You go back into a game you haven't played for 8 months and you're like, what?
What's the premise of the... Before you jump into it, okay. Like, what's the premise of the game?
The premise of the game is you go into the frozen...
The expansion, I should say.
The frozen north, unlocks a new area at the top of the map where quite a decent size, not as big, obviously, as the main map, but it's a big, big chunk of map.
Uh-huh.
And you go up there and there's the tribe called the Banuk up there who have featured throughout the main game. This is like their homelands, and shit's gone wrong. There's new machines popping up. This old mountain is just spewing smoke and ash everywhere. No one can get near it because of the amount of machines protecting it. It's up to you to find out why. That's the story. Like I was starting before, going back into a game after 8 months of playing, you're like, what does anything do? I couldn't even figure out how to fast travel to the top of the map so I could start the expansion content. But Guerrilla worked it so you kind of eased back into it. You know,
very clever.
As you're traveling to between the old world and this new area, there's a path there, and it kind of eases you back into the way of doing things. It doesn't overwhelm you with a ton of monsters. It doesn't throw you in the deep end. It's like, here's a couple of watchers, and you kind of fuck around and you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, here's a bigger monster. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, now I remember. And it all kind of comes back to you. And it's the same with the story as well. The base story is, again, you know, I haven't played for that long. You remember the premise of the story, but not the nitty-gritty details. But they did such a good job of writing this expansion that it fills you in on what the original story was without it being exposition.
It gives you go, hey, it's almost like previously on Horizon.
Yeah.
But like without being so
obvious.
Yeah,
well, it's just through general conversation. You know, you'll be talking to someone and they'll go, oh, and blah, 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 blah. And the name recognition comes and you go, oh, yeah, and that did that. And they're like, well, when this happened, you go, oh, I forgot about that. And it was all very natural in conversation, even through passing comments, you know, walking past NPCs. If you're listening for a bit, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that from the story. They did such a good job of... They must have known that people have finished the game, left it, waiting for this. And the kind of mindset people will come in with like, I don't remember anything, which was me. They did such a good job of just naturally weaving that back into the story.
But in terms of like, so in that path, they're telling you the story, remembering what you've done. Mm. Did they ease you in systems-wise, like reminding you how to play?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So as you're going up that main path, you'll come up against a couple of watchers. Nothing too difficult. You kind of take them down. You go, oh, yeah, I remember this. And then you go a little bit further down that path. There's something a bit bigger. And you're like, oh, I remember this. So just through natural, not throwing you in the deep end against, because by the end of Horizon, you were fucking fighting so many things at once. Yeah, just eased you back into how the game plays and what the story was and remembering the beats. Fucking awesome. And the story is really good. I'm not going to talk spoilers because, one, we're not allowed to, and two, I don't want to spoil it. But it was really good. And you met a whole lot of new NPCs, you know, people that you hadn't met before in the base game, expertly voice acted. And I've noticed that the voice acting in the expansion is probably a lot better than the base game, because the base game, while it was good, there were a lot of like awkward cuts in dialogue, like the camera would sit for a little bit too long.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of that. And I think they've patched that out to this point from the base game, but I remember it when I was playing it. The camera would hang for a little bit too long, really awkward to watch, but all the characters I met were so interesting and so energetic, and it was really refreshing because by the end of Horizon, obviously, it is a dark story, it's a bit grim, And the characters I met here were all like, and you know, really enthusiastic. And it was just a really, really natural progression to get back into the game. Having said that, the developer, Guerrilla, put a statement out, I think, last week. The game will be about, the expansion will be about 15 hours long. Spot on. Mm-hmm. Took me about 10 hours to get through the story. I did a few side quests as well. There's plenty of new side quests. All really interesting with really cool characters too. And I reckon they'll take up about another 5 hours. About 15 hours is right.
So you platinumed the Horizon. Are you going to go and get the... Or, there's no platinum for this, obviously, because it's been expanded.
No, there's not. There's 9 new trophies.
Are you going to get them?
I only need 2 more. Yeah. And that's just through just playing it, yeah? The last 2 trophies I need are ones you have to actively seek, but they're not very difficult. There's nothing... Yeah, you know how you look at a trophy list sometimes and you go, fuck, I'm never going to platinum this game because of that one trophy. Horizon was very good in the way that, oh, these trophies are all achievable. Same thing with the Frozen Wilds, all very achievable. Now, they introduced... The clever thing they've done, they introduced a few new mechanical monsters, dinosaurs,
whatever. Yeah, so as of the day this goes up, I believe there are some trailers that have gone out showing off some of these new creatures.
Yep.
And there was a trailer at Paris Games Week as well that I think showed off some of them as well.
Yeah. There's a few new ones, but they've also found a way to incorporate the existing ones but give them a fresh new take.
Okay.
Worked in with the story, and they're not just more powerful because they're up in the north. Works with the story, you know. For some reason, all the watchers here can jump halfway across the fucking map, you know. Yeah, the Ravager, now he has like a new ability to speed roll at you that he didn't have previously, and the reason they have these power ups is all worked into the story, and it all works, all very natural. And the new area is great. Like, visually, it's snow in the Frozen Wilds. It's just fucking snow, and I hate ice levels, I hate underwater levels, but It looks so good, even to the point where if it's been snowing for a while, Aloy starts to walk differently through the snow. Like, she's trudging through the snow instead of lightly running across it. And that only happens after it's been snowing for a while. Like, all these little details. Now, on the story, there were times I felt like I was playing a fucking horror game.
Oh, wow.
Like, there were times in this story that my anxiety was all the way up, you know, in this dark area, not much noise, and then you can hear something at the end of it, or you hear something behind you, and I jumped out of my skin. Like, it was awesome. Because the first Horizon was never scary, but it was more anxiety. Like, you see all these monsters. Tense, and you're like, how the fuck am I going to take all of them down? Whereas this, there are a few times where you're not seeing what you've got to take down, but you can hear it, and it's really dark.
Is it like Jurassic Park-esque shit?
Yeah, similar to that. You know, you can hear them. You can't see them yet, but you can hear them.
Rustling of the trees
and you're
and
in
shit.
Like a little tight corridor, so there's nowhere to like maneuver if you need to. I enjoyed the Frozen Wilds story more than I enjoyed the base story.
Oh, wow.
In the way that it seemed a little bit tighter and more cohesive. Mm. And what they've done with it is everything you encounter in the Frozen Wild story-wise, you know, what the enemy is and what's happening and all that, ties in magnificently with the main story. As in, the main enemy, you already knew about him. You just never thought of him. But he's there, and they weave it in a way. You got the main story and you got the Frozen Wilds, and they've weaved it all together seamlessly. Okay. And
so as
fucking beard hair in my mouth.
You have so much beard, that's why. So there are moments where it'll tie into an event that happened in hour 7 of the main game, sort of thing. As in, like,
yeah,
you've realized that these things have been at play this whole time.
Yeah, exactly. And not only does it weave its own story into the new one, but it also expands on what was already existing in the way that certain characters you've had long interactions with in the base game, you learn a little bit more about them, what their motivations might be, however sinister they might be. And you learn more about the Gaia system that was... I don't know, you didn't get that far in the game, did you? I don't think you did.
I don't think so.
You fucking suck. Gaia was... This ended up being the focal point of the main story. Mm-hmm. You learn more a little bit about that and who worked on it, and then all these name drops. And I was like, this is... At no point in the Frozen Wilds did I feel overwhelmed with, like, I don't remember anything. I don't remember who that was and why they were doing it. Because they just wrote it so well.
Mm.
And it plays so well. You get some new weapons as well. Really interesting. I don't want to spoil them. But that's... You think you got cool weapons in the base game? The two new weapons you get in this are fucking amazing. I want to say it. I won't though. It's so good. I mean, this is exactly what DLC should do. DLC expansion should be. Mm. You know, you've got this huge AAA company, Guerrilla Games, coming out with a new IP, and we're like, here's the game. And then 8 months later, here's an expansion pack, and it's a legit expansion pack. Put it on the level of Blood and Wine from The Witcher. Exactly. It's exactly what it needs to be.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. And I reckon you need to finish Horizon for starters. I know in yesterday's episode, you were like, I've got to go back and finish The Last of Us as well. You were so far behind with all these great games.
I get enough to understand why they're powerful, and then yeah. with what we do, it's kind of like, okay, and then this one, and then this one.
Yeah. I can't say much more without getting into spoilers, which we're not allowed to talk about, so I'm not going to, but it's worth it. And if you feel out of the loop with Horizon, don't worry about it. They ease you back into it just fine, and after about an hour, you'll be fucking shooting parts off monsters like a pro.
Yeah, so give us some quick final thoughts.
Like I said before, this is... ideally, every company would do games like Guerrilla does. Mm-hmm. Here's a great single-player game, and then here's an expansion pack. One expansion pack. They have confirmed that the Frozen Wilds will be the only expansion for it. And even though they added so much story to the existing story, that loose end at the end of the first game is still open, which I imagine they're going to bring into Horizon 2. It's perfect.
Horizon Zero Morning.
Dawn morning. And you end up with like Horizon Zero Dusk.
Yeah. Horizon Zero Evening.
No, it's perfect. It's exactly what an expansion would be. I can't fault it. I had a great time, many new experiences, many awesome new characters, and a very, very exhilarating story. I'm Josh Saunders.
Before you do that, Horizon Zero Dawn, The Frozen Wilds is available today on the PlayStation Store. You do have to have the first Horizon to play it. It's not like Lost Legacy where it's sort of a standalone. Mm-hmm. It's entirely an expansion. You need that base game. And I believe it's about 30, 40 bucks.
Yeah, and it does recommend you be level 30 to begin this campaign, which is not a big ask.
Not too bad. Once again, thank you very much to PlayStation Australia for providing the review code for us. Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed it as much as you did.
I loved it. I got one more thing. It's a shame I had to get through it as quickly as I did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it so much. Luckily for me, there's two more trophies left to get, so it gives me a reason to jump back in and wander around the Frozen Wilds.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
That was For The Players. Special Horizon, the Frozen Wilds edition thing.
You got shit ending videos sometimes.
I'm really bad.